Former President J.J. Rawlings has declared that he will not quit politics despite Nana Akunedu's defeat at the just-ended NDC Congress in Sunyani in the Bunahafu region. In an interview on BBC, Mr. Rawlings said he is yet to take a firm decision on whether to join the NDC campaign for 2012, adding that he's taking a break from politics to reflect on his next line of action.
No, I think it's the party, and I think the government that's going to pay the price for it. I mean, had my wife, for instance, realized early enough that they had used so much money on the delegates and had also used the fear factor, and things may no longer work in their interest, when last year as many as 82% were going to vote in her favor against the president, and then ends up the manner it did, has she even known, as I'm saying, and withdrawn, the delegates would no doubt have said, why did you withdraw? We would have voted for you. So we're talking about, you know, the complex psychological factor. We're talking about the fear factor that a few too many governments tend to use whenever they're in office. It was very disappointing. There again, she didn't take up this fight on her own. For almost a year and a half or two, I mean, the call, I mean, has been coming from the delegates from around the country for her. As I kept on saying, and I'm still saying, I never went in for the presidency just to be a president for the sake of it. We took up a struggle to fight for socioeconomic justice for our people. So whether we're in office or out of office really makes no difference. I don't know whether she wanted to go for the leadership again or set up her own party, but Nana will never get out of politics. I will never get out of politics so long as injustice continues in my country. What our government is doing is that they are perpetuating the ills of the past, and that will destroy the moral fabric of our society, and we have to prevent it. We're taking a break, and we're doing some serious thinking. She would want to finish her book, and so would I. And when the time comes, we'll think it over and decide what we really want to do.
Former President J.J. Rawlings, in an interview on BBC.